3, 2, 1.
Lights.
Here we go.
Camera.
Stand by to
action.
At the Movies with Richard Krause.
Good morning, Richard. How are you today?
Good, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to early next week. I'm planning to go see the, I know you reviewed it last, or I guess on Monday, because it was a holiday this week, but the Dumbledore movie. I'm still a Harry Potter fan at heart, and I'm looking forward to going to see it.
And it is the Harry Potter fans that are keeping this movie alive right now, I think. It did okay last weekend. It's not the huge blockbuster, I think, that the Harry Potter movies were in their day, but there's enough of you Harry Potter fans out there that want to know the whole story behind Dumbledore and all the other characters from those books. That will keep this movie chugging along for a little while. I have to say, I didn't love it, but I was never a huge Harry Potter fan either. So,
all right. I'm not expecting a great movie by any means. It'll be a fun if there's a rainy afternoon next week. I'll grab some tickets and head on out.
Absolutely.
I like the variety of movies we've got this week. I think there's some really cool options here, depending on what you're into. We've got a kids movie. But the first one here that looks really interesting, The Northman.
He's here.
Mother! Father is here!
The king, my lady. The king.
How I've missed you, my son. One day this kingdom will be yours.
Thank you, father. My king.
Father! I will avenge you, father! I will save you, mother! I will kill you, Fiona!
And night by night, we will carry out my pledge of vengeance. I will avenge you, Father.
It's got some Game of Thrones vibes to me, Richard.
It sure does. It's sort of Game of Thrones, but filtered through an art house lens. So it is very definitely probably the most authentic Viking story that you're probably going to find ever on film, directed by a guy called Robert Eggers, who makes these kind of very idiosyncratic movies like The Witch, The Lighthouse, now he's made The Northman. They are films that are shot in a very formal kind of way, not a lot of close-ups. They look like maybe they escaped from a silent movie house. They have very definitely their own kind of storytelling, their own beats, they call it in the business, and this is his most, I think, probably accessible film so far, and I've really liked his movies so far. This is the most accessible one, mostly because it is a revenge story. It is the Scandinavian legend that William Shakespeare based Hamlet on, so the bits of the story as you go along will seem kind of familiar. That's probably why. But William Shakespeare could not have imagined the level of violence that's in this movie. And in fact, I had a hard time with the level of violence in this movie. Yeah. Yeah. It is a Viking movie through and through. These are, people who ate the hearts of their conquered victims. So you've got a movie that is authentic. It is absolutely stunning to look at, beautiful to look at. I didn't really connect with it emotionally. I didn't really care about a lot of the characters, even though you've got good actors like Alexander Skarsgård, Nicole Kidman, Anya Taylor-Joy, who everyone loved in The Queen's Gambit and was discovered by this director, Robert Eggers, for the movie The Witch. You've got really good actors in here, Willem Dafoe. But for me, I didn't connect emotionally with it, but man, it is pure cinema. It is just one of those movies you want to kind of immerse yourself in and just, look at the pictures as they fly through the air.
You brought my excitement level down just a little bit, but still enough that I want to check it out. But okay, all right. And this one, good one for the family, looks like. The Bad Guys.
Oh, I know what it is. You're afraid. Because I'm the big bad wolf. The villain of every story.
Duh.
Miss Tarantula. Mr. Shark. Mr. Piranha. Mr. Snake.
Everyone copy.
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 We're the bad guys.
It's crime time, baby.
You ever wonder what it'd be like if the world wasn't scared of us?
Never gonna happen.
Guys, we're gonna go good.
Did you get hit on the head?
Come on, Snake, open up.
Relax. These doors are complicated.
Snake!
Are you kidding me?
We're supposed to save them, not eat them.
Well, I'd say they've gone to a better place.
All right.
So this is an animated film for kids that's kind of like an Ocean's 11 for, you know, the under 15 set. It is the story of a wolf, a piranha, a shark, and a tarantula. They are a group called the Bad Guys, and they're robbers. They pull off these kind of elaborate heists. Everyone fears them simply because of who they are. When a wolf walks into a bank, people freak out. When a shark comes in, people freak out. So they get caught doing a very elaborate heist, and the idea is that they will try and be rehabilitated. And if they can be rehabilitated and start using all the skills that they learned while they were being bad, if they can use those skills for being good, then they won't have to go to prison. Of course, they see this as an opportunity to fool the public and continue on with their bad ways, and then they start to have a change of heart. I won't tell you anything more about it than that, but the animation is just kind of, for my money, so-so in this, but the script sparkles. It's funny, it's smart all the way through. I think that kids will like the kind of colorful characters and the funny situations, and I think that there's enough stuff here, like more than enough stuff here, that parents will get a kick out of it too.
Those are the perfect weekend movies then. Yeah. If you can get the kids and the parents on the same page, I love that. Okay, this next movie is the one I'm most excited to hear your review, because it was not on my radar until you sent us the list of movies you do. And then I've seen a couple ads since, and I'm very curious how you felt about this one. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
I'm done. I'm quitting acting. Tell the trades it was a tremendous honor to be a part of storytelling and myth-making. God, this place is stunning.
What is your favorite movie?
That's one of those questions that's impossible to answer. You can't just limit it to one.
I think that's the actor Nick Cage.
Nick Cage? I love you!
Do you know who you're spending time with? One of the most ruthless men on the face of this planet. I need you to help the U.S. government.
I don't know, the trailer made me laugh. Richard, what'd you think of this one?
I liked this movie because it swings for the fences. Pardon me. It's Nick Cage playing Nick Cage as an actor who owes a bunch of money. He's going broke. He's made too many movies. Some of them haven't been very good, and he's kind of scared off producers for big prestige films, and he's at a crossroads. He doesn't really know what to do, and then he gets an offer for $1 million payday to go to Mallorca and hang out with a billionaire for the weekend for his birthday party. The guy's a huge Nick Cage fan, and, you know, Nick reluctantly agrees to take the money. So he goes. Turns out that this guy isn't all he seemed to be. He is also an international drug lord, and the FBI are after him, and Nick Cage becomes an inadvertent pawn in this game. So he has to start working for the FBI. And I could tell you more, and it wouldn't spoil anything, because it is such a weird movie that it's funny by times, although it's not quite as funny as I wanted it to be. But Nick Cage is clearly having a great time playing himself, and it's worth the money to go see Nicolas Cage as a young man advising Nicolas Cage as an older guy on how his career should be going. And then cut to much later in the film, the most surreal example of actorly self-love that I have ever seen in a movie, it hands down. And so there's a bunch of stuff to recommend this. It is essentially just kind of an action-adventure flick. You won't care about the action-adventure so much, because Nick Cage is so engaging and so much fun to watch in this that the other stuff kind of falls away.
All right, sounds good. And the last one here, won't play an audio for it, but The Automat.
The Automat is a movie that's going to be opening wider across the country over the next little while. It's a documentary about the Horn and Hardett Automats, which at one time on the east coast of the United States were the biggest restaurant chain in the country. They served an enormous amount of people. It was like 500,000 people a day. And what they did is essentially were giant vending machines. It was one of those things where you would get a handful of nickels when you went in, and behind all these little glass doors were all the food. You put a nickel in, you lift the door up, and you take your food. Except that in the idea of a vending machine kind of sets it up that it doesn't sound like it's going to be all that nice. These were really elegant restaurants that had good food, cheap food, and welcomed everybody. They were this great social experiment that lasted for a very long time until the early 90s when the last one closed in New York City. And this is just a really great nostalgic documentary about that time, about that place. It's got interesting people like Mel Brooks and Elliot Gould and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Colin Powell, all of whom were fans of the Automat. So if you've ever had any experience with that, and I have, I'd been to one of the Automats years ago, you might want to check this out.
Fantastic. A nice mix of movies for everyone this week, it
Absolutely.
Sounds like. Great chat, Richard. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, Matt. Thanks for having
Thanks for that. Have a great weekend. Yeah. Richard Krause, our movie guy. You can listen to The Last Call with Richard Krause podcast on Apple and Spotify. It's The Morning Rush.